We know hunting for good coffee can be frustrating and time-consuming. And with all the confusing labels out there, it's hard to know that what you're buying is actually mindfully sourced and truly making a difference in people's lives. That's why we put together our Perpetual Joy coffee subscription. Over the last 15 years, Joe Bean Coffee has built friendships with award-winning coffee farmers, ones we trust to consistently bring us amazing coffee year after year. Coffee tastes best at the peak of harvest, which is why we run our program like a CSA, regularly sending you a rotating selection of in-season coffee. You pick how many bags and how often you need it. We do the rest. And you can feel good knowing you're directly supporting small-scale coffee farmers. Go to JoeBeanRoasters.com for details.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Getting Real with Bossy, the podcast that tells you what it's really like to be a business owner. We are your hosts, Kelly Bush.
And Kelly Mattress.
And we are so glad to be with you today.
Today's going to be a good one. I'm excited. Well, I'm not excited. So we're recording this in September. I think we're releasing it in October, end of October,
yeah.
If I remember correctly. And as of September 18th, which is the day that we're recording, I don't want to think about the holidays. And we have a guest on today that's going to make us. So hopefully I'm ready by the time this releases to get my shit in gear, because apparently we're supposed to already have our holiday marketing in place.
So I had plans to do all of that. I'm supposed to be recording from bed because I'm supposed to be day one into my recovery of total ankle fusion surgery.
We planned on recording this the day after your ankle surgery.
Yeah, I guess.
Why?
So.
Why?
Because Kelly on meds is funny, I guess. Kelly on opiates is hysterical. I don't know.
Well,
I don't
know. I'm happy
know,
that you're not on opiates, but I'm sad that you didn't get your surgery.
Yeah, but because of this horrific case of shingles that I have, my surgery is postponed. So I guess that's good. But I've put so much stuff off because I knew I was going to be laid up for a month. So now I'm just panicked because I have not done, there's just so much work that I need to do. And now.
You need to stay home for a month.
Yeah, I do. I really
do. And maybe get started on your holiday marketing.
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to today. And then maybe I can, by the time this airs, be really proud of how much I've gotten accomplished.
We'll sub in if there's anything you want to share by the time it's the air date.
Yeah, right. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So exciting. Yeah, I don't know why we picked this day.
We're idiots.
We're something.
Yeah, we're really bad at scheduling. But
I had a thought. I had a feeling.
I think we actually had a conversation about how you're funny on opiates. I do remember that. So
yeah.
All right. Well, I hope that you guys enjoy this interview, even though Kelly is sober.
Yeah. I could change it.
Enjoy. Hi, I'm Kelly.
And I'm Kelly,
the host of Getting Real with Bossy, the real, raw, and honest podcast about small business ownership. With our experience, 9 businesses and over 25 years, we continue to bear it all and share what we wish we had known.
We move past the must-be-nices and start getting real. Come along as we interview small business owners and get the true story.
Leave with another tool for the next time you feel alone on this journey.
Hello. Today we are talking with someone who knows how to keep the beat in more ways than one. Alicia Peterson is the owner and principal marketing strategist behind Drummer Girl Marketing, a Rochester-based firm she founded in 2022. The name Drummer Girl comes from Alicia's high school nickname. She was one of the only girls in percussion session, and that rhythm has stayed with her. Now she blends the discipline of drumming with the strategy of marketing to help small businesses find their groove. Her approach is both quantitative and holistic, guiding business owners towards marketing that isn't just about numbers, but about building connections and reaching real goals. Whether you need a strong backbeat or a new way to make your message sing, Alicia and Drummer Girl Marketing are here to help you hit your stride. Welcome.
Love that.
Thank you.
So happy to have you here with us today.
Yes,
I'm happy to be on. We've known you for so long, and we've done so much work with you in Bossy, so I feel like this has been a long time coming. So
yes.
So today is...
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
I've got a thousand things I want to ask you, but I know that we have a plan for today, but I have a feeling we're going to be having you back on at some point after the holidays, perhaps, after we dive into what we need to discuss today.
So, Alicia, how did you get into marketing?
So, I knew that I wanted to get into communication somehow. So, during my undergrad, I fell in love with PR. And then my last quarter at RIT, I took this class, Integrated Marketing Communications, and I said, oh, that's what I really want to do. It's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's bigger, broader picture. It's the big main idea, and that's what I really liked, because as much as I love advertising, PR, social media, those types of things, I really love the bigger picture. How does it merge together, make sure it's in coordination, on the same tempo?
Yeah.
And so that always occurred. And even when I was working for other people, I always wanted to have my own business with the name Drummer Girl. So I, hopping from sales to digital marketing to experiential marketing, I was fortunate enough to always stay in marketing in my 20 odd years in the workforce in general. And that's how I guess I can say I was never not in marketing, especially when it came to retail sales, you know, front facing as a hostess at TGI Fridays, front facing at a bank, doing marketing for insurance companies and various other companies. It's always been something I've been doing.
That's awesome.
So when is it that you started to think now is the time to do my own thing? Because I'm seeing 2022 and knowing what happened in 2020, I'm wondering if the two are related.
They are related. So I was out in the field as a product rep, and when everything closed, I was getting ready to receive a program extension as a traveling product rep. And that, of course, did not happen. And then once things started to open up again, I found an office job. And then summer of 2022, I was a part of that massive layoff of so many other random people getting laid off, that delayed layoff. So after all of that, and New York said, hey girl, you've been collecting unemployment on and off for a lot now. Would you like to start your own business? And I talked it over with my husband and we said, let's do it. So that's really how it happened.
New York State reached out and was like, here's an option for not serious. I did not know that they did that.
Yeah, the Self-Employment Assistance Program.
Shut up.
So instead of looking to find a job, you can start your own. You have New York State's blessing to start your own business. But in exchange, you definitely cannot collect unemployment anymore until you dissolve your own business and work for someone else again.
Okay.
How interesting. I want to hear more about that.
I know. That's a separate
other topic.
I'm like, wait a second, what? Awesome.
That's very cool. So 2022, you start your own business, your own brand, your family's on board, everything goes swimmingly. No hiccups in the road, no bumps in the road.
I like to call it, I'm in my terrible twos.
Ah, yes.
We're slowly getting out of it. I'm finding a better cadence. I'm finding a better workflow, more consistent workflow, clients, etc. So finally getting there.
Yeah.
I don't know how people work from home or by themselves, solopreneurs, because I do work from home sometimes, but it is so much less productive than when I go into work. I am constantly distracted, but that's just, I think, my ADD. I just can't sit and do one thing. I'm like, oh, I that's dirty. Like, I should clean that. And I'm like, this can wait. I'm going to go clean the floorboards.
Yeah, it was an adjustment, but when I first start, in 2020, I was working from home. My husband was moved into being fully remote, and so it was easy. So I had a co-working partner, and it was very easy. And then he was sent back to the office about a year ago. So I've had to readjust. So I never really was by myself per se, but now that I for the last year, I have been by myself. So I go to the library. I'm not really a coffee shop worker because there's too much people watching. So I like renting a room in the library or going to a co-working space or joining a co-work. And if I feel stuck or lonely, but I do need that in-person interaction. So whenever I don't have a client call, I might just hop on a co-work or ensuring that I do networking things every now and then.
That's awesome. Yeah, the library is amazing. And I feel like just knowing that I've rented this room for X amount of time makes me like dive in. Like, I'm like, okay, this is how long I have this room for, and there's no one to bother me. And especially if you can rent the private rooms, I think they're utilized enough because often they're rented out, but I think that there's not a lot of people that think about it. I think it's a handful of people that continually use those spaces, and I think more of us should take advantage of that resource. Love the library.
Yeah, especially if you pay taxes, it's included.
Right? Even if you don't pay taxes, it's there.
Yeah. Hey, rent contributes to taxes, so one way or another, everyone's paying their fair share to utilize those public entities.
So we're actually talking, so we have a bossy hour on Monday, so that'll happen before this airs, but we have a topic in mind, and I think the plan is to talk about that today a little bit. My least favorite topic, which is holiday marketing, because the holidays suck.
Yeah, so it's a lot to prepare for and gear up for, especially if you're not a holiday person. How do you grind through it?
Get excited and think of, like, you know, interesting ideas and fun topics. And I'm like, it literally is the craziest 2 months of my life at home, right? And then to try to think ahead, I don't want to be in that mindset. So I know we should be doing it today, and I'm scared.
Right, but I think there's a lot of things that go into it. There's a lot of guilt when we think about the holidays, especially as business owners, small business owners, solo entrepreneurs. It's the time we want to be around family and be preparing for the holidays, and we can't because it's usually our busiest time. So there's a lot of anxiety and guilt when it comes to thinking about the holidays. And just marketing in general changes so often. The rules are continually changing. So I'm so grateful that we have you in our corner, somebody who's actually paying attention to this stuff and lets us know when things are changing up, because it's so tricky. So maybe the things that I used that worked great for us 2 years ago aren't necessarily going to work this year. So I think this is a very timely conversation to be having right now. But it's so tricky because the rules keep changing on us when it comes to marketing. So we're ready to absorb everything you can give us, because it's tricky. We feel guilty. It's a hard time. We're going to be anxious about it. So please put us a little bit at ease.
Yeah. So one thing I will say, starting out my nerd show with the Song of Ice and Fire. I always screw up the title, but the Game of Thrones series. House Stark has this motto: "Winter is coming." And spoiler alert, it's in reference to preparing for the war with the White Walkers, but it's also a family motto, just prepare for whatever is coming. So yes, winter is coming, but just preparing for what you know could be coming, and it could be 2 months from now, 3 months from now, 2 or 3 years from now. So even though in upstate New York, winter is like half the year, there's still something to think about and prepare for. So when you think about it in that lens, preparing for the holidays, you know, 3 to 6 months in advance versus the November
shuttle.
Because you want to
far behind.
Brainstorm. So that's why I say 6 months in advance. You want to brainstorm. If you're outsourcing things, especially now, you need that buffer for when your shipment container is going to come in and things like that. So it's a blanket. Some people need 4 months, can hustle in October. Some people can whip up something in right after Thanksgiving. Some people need more preparation, especially when you have a lot on your plate. That's a huge reason why. So if you do little by little, hey, I think I want to run this campaign. Hey, I want to print this. Hey, because it's the busiest year, I'm going to need a few additional staff members on my team. So that's another plan. So when do you have to start posting that job and then interviewing and then hiring and then training, and then hopefully they have enough experience with your company under their belt to handle the busy season. So that's a huge part. So it's not just the marketing piece, because, well, your employees are your brand ambassadors. So you need to make sure they're ready to go. So that's another reason for that 6 months thing. But if you're a solopreneur, you can get away with, a little smaller window. You want to, speaking of bringing other people on, do you need to hire out help? And what does that look like? Who can take you on? Because sometimes as it gets closer and closer to the holidays, people are busy with their shows, busy with their current clients, things like that. So that's another reason why you want to reach out to people maybe 4 months in advance and kind of get in that mindset earlier, whether you need to hire a graphic designer, a copywriter, email marketing specialist to schedule your sequence so you can enjoy your family. So that's the trade-off, especially with being a small business owner in marketing. You need the time, you need the money, and sometimes they don't always coordinate. So you have to determine whether you're going to dedicate the time or the money towards your marketing. And that's where that time frame really comes in, because if you don't have the money, you have to find the time somewhere. So if you're doing an hour a month between July and September, by October, you're like, okay, now I can, add a little bit more time. So sure. It's that planning process to get things going. And by doing little by little, it's more of a constant in your mindset versus, oh shit, it's November and I forgot to send out this email. I forgot to schedule my post. And depending on your scheduler, your social media scheduler, you can do those 90 days in advance. So you can schedule most of your posts. So that way you're only focus on your interactions now to help boost your posts after they come out.
Fascinating.
Hello, I'm Kelly.
And I'm Don. Looking for the perfect venue for your next event? We have what you need at the Union Tavern Restaurant and Event Space in Seabreeze.
Whether you're planning a large celebration for up to 120 guests or need a cozy, intimate space, we've got you covered. Check out the Brad Street, our hidden gem speakeasy, perfect for gatherings of up to 20 people.
With reasonable pricing, an exciting and inclusive menu, and no reservation fees for weekday groups, the Union Tavern makes hosting your event easy and affordable.
Celebrate in style right here at the Union Tavern.
Book today at the Union Tavern Seabreeze.com.
So what is working in the marketing world now? Where is the best? Do you have any recommendations how we should be kind of spending our money? I feel like things are a little bit different, and we're in a tricky economy right now.
What's
the best bang for our buck?
The best bang, I would say, actually, it's email marketing.
Yeah.
And basically hosting your client list, because okay. The social media landscape can be very uneasy at times. And this also allows you to hopefully, depending on what your business is, allow for that in-person engagement as well. Because my version of in-person engagement is Zoom meetings and in-person meetings. Whereas if you have a restaurant, it's, hey, don't forget about this. Hey, before you leave, you want to add on a gift card, something like that. So taking advantage of that in-person engagement while you have them. That I'm noticing undercurrent, everyone of pushing more in-person interactions or that experiential touch, because you don't know what's going on with TikTok. Even though TikTok can go viral, or it's very easy to engage on that platform. I'm personally not on it. And I, the last thing I want to do is put all my, a lot of eggs in the TikTok basket just for it to be ripped away. And the uncertainty of it makes it hard for me to encourage others unless that's where the majority of their market is. So if you have Gen Z and Gen Alpha, I would say maybe try to figure out the TikTok anyway. But for the most part, it's the email marketing and that in-person touch, things like that. Word of mouth never goes out of style. So even though there's a lot of these buzzwords, I am noticing that, and AI, that's the other thing. Everyone's like, automate this, automate that. But no one has the full picture on the long-term effects of it. Just like TikTok. How much longer are we going to have TikTok? Right. You know, are we still going to be utilizing AI the way that we are, given this, you know, environmental impact? But, you know, hey, thanks for coming to my shop. You want to leave a review? Hey, yeah, it's kind of a, some of my old jobs that will not get shouted out. But they said, hey, you have the people in front of you. Make sure you list X, Y, Z. Similar to a server coming to the table. Hey, these are our specials. Hey, would you like dessert? Hey, don't forget this. It's that similar cadence.
Circling back to emails. So for those of us that, I love email marketing. I mean, I'm not using it all the time. So I know people start unsubscribing and putting me in spam. And I know that Google makes it difficult, like for people that have Gmail, it filters a lot. Do you have like a goal percentage rate for opens?
I do not, because it does vary from industry to industry and, you know, that level of improvement. I would say 30% is usually pretty good. I'm not exactly sure per industry, but usually on average, I would say 30% is a decent open rate. And there's some brands that are able to have a higher open rate, or if it's an event email versus RSVP email, that's going to skew the results.
Right.
So it also depends on the type of email. If it's a monthly email, you know, 30% is great. If you're looking for signups or events registration or webinar or things of that nature, you're hoping for higher because you want to fill your seats and you want to make sure people are coming to whatever you're doing. So it varies, but on average, you want to at least go for 30%. And if you're getting 15%, you're going to want to look why. Or, you know, depending on your budget, do you want an email marketing person? Do you need someone to kind of guide you? Do you need a copywriter? Because like, hey, I just don't have the time. So you can use that to evaluate your needs or where your readership is coming from, your subscriptions are coming from. Because if most of the people that are opening your email is out in Manhattan and they don't come to Rochester that often, you might have to tweak something.
Do you have any tips or tricks for how to build a better email list?
Yeah, I would say utilizing your current marketing channel. So that's dedicating a social post every now and then to subscribe to your newsletter. That's having a sign or a QR code in your establishment that says, stay up to date. That's also, depending on your POS system, when people ask for receipts, give them the option to opt into your email list. So there's various things that you can do. Or at the bottom of a receipt, hey, join our mailing list and receive and have an enticing offer. If you can afford it, 10% off, or a dessert or chips or something like that. And then that's another way. So we said social media, in-person flyers, and sometimes you can encourage that, whether it be a pop-up on your webpage or somewhere on your website after, if you have a blog, say, hey, if you want to be notified or things like that. So those are multiple ways you can increase subscribers or building your list.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's super helpful. Yeah, email is something that I got to get better at. 30%, I don't think I'm near that, so I'm going to That's going to be on my list for today.
Because there's the open rate and then the click-through rate. So that's, without getting too nerdy, but I do want to touch upon that.
Oh, get nerdy. Ooh, get nerdy with us.
Please explain that.
Yeah. Talking about the numbers, it's really something else to look into too. Because when you're creating these emails, what is your goal? What are you trying to accomplish? Is it awareness? Is it additional reservations? Is it traffic to your website? Is it buying a particular product? Is it pre-ordering? What is the call to action that you would like to happen? Because you can have an open rate of 10%, and then that 10% can generate $1,000 in revenue. You never know.
Right.
So it's looking at all the stats. And depending on what email platform you're using, you can see where they're clicking on the email. So you can be mindful. Is your banner working? Are they clicking on the body? So that's, again, evaluating the copy. Are they reading the whole thing and then using your footer to take them to where you want them to go? So those are, it's more intricate than clicking send, hoping they read it, hoping they click. There's a lot more thought and strategy into it, but at the very least, having a call to action, looking at your numbers and understanding what your numbers mean, huge. Because again, you know, open rate is great because now you're in their face, but now are they doing what you want them to do? Because you can have a 50 to 60% open rate and then have like a 1% click-through rate.
Right.
So is it really working? Or the time of year? So in January, if you have a low click-through rate, there are some assumptions why. It is slow season for a lot of people. They're recovering from their holiday spend and they're building up, and then they somehow find the money in time for Valentine's Day. So it's like roughly that 6 weeks after New Year's and a little before Valentine's Day. So that's it. And that ties into understanding your trends, right? So depending on your industry, typically for, you know, hospitality, there is that dip after New Year's that you have to brace for. That's going back to the winter is coming. That second piece, right. You're preparing for the holidays. It's great. That's a huge reason why those gift card promotions work, because now, I don't have much. Oh, I have this gift card, so I can still treat myself. I can still go out and still support the business and things like that.
That's really good. That's super helpful. Huh. All right, Kelly, we got work to do.
So much work. All right. I have another question.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know? So I know this is going to vary depending on what you're using, but like if you're using social media, since we talked so much about email already, and you have a campaign in mind and you've put it together, how do you know when to start, stop, or switch the campaign? Or do you just go through and wait and see how the whole thing does?
So the first sign is, unfortunately, with social media campaigns, to give it the most bang for the buck and see whether the full possible potential for the performance is about 90 days. Okay. So if you're not seeing the results you want, you still have to give it time. And after, you know, say the 60-day mark, now you can tweak, pause, things like that. So that's the biggest thing. And then also understanding, again, what you want your call to action and what your KPIs are related to that campaign. If you're using paid social ads, for example.
Can you explain KPI for the listeners?
Oh, yes. Key performance indicators. So it helps you measure what you would like to see happen. So whether that's an increase in followers, whether that's traffic back to your website or revenue. Hey, I'm running a Cyber Monday sale, and you know, what is your goal? You know, do you want 50 orders or 3,000 in sales? Like those are examples of KPIs. But going back to evaluating how long a campaign is working for, it's really giving, I would say after 60 days, giving it that evaluation. A lot of other people may say 90 days, but also who has the money for that? There's a certain level of, you still have to make sure you have the budget for it. And that's why people want the results instantly, because it's money that they often can't really use, or it's a Hail Mary. It might be a Hail Mary towards the wrong thing. Right. So it's also understanding your ideal client or your target audience, whether this is the right ad for them, the right platform for them. Those are things to keep in mind as well. Because if you realize 30 days in, I did further research, and actually my people aren't on Facebook or Instagram. They're really on TikTok, or they're really on LinkedIn. or they're really not doing this at all. I should probably go to try to find a affordable booth at Lilac Festival or something. It varies.
Is there a percentage we should be thinking about that should go towards marketing? I know, like, for restaurants, I know how much I should be spending of my sales on cost of goods and things like that. Is there a number we should be looking at that should be going towards marketing?
Yeah, so when I was looking for that number a while back, the Small Business Association said something along the lines of 7% of your overall revenue towards it, which mathematically speaking, you know, you have to have a lot to then dedicate a lot into marketing. But then they also say the exception is, you know, product launches, brand grand openings. So then it's basically, they basically said, hey, you should use about 7%, but if you can justify spending more, spend more. So that's where it gets tricky. For me personally, I would say try to look at your numbers, partner with someone, whether it's hiring a consultation or a mentor or a professional group to help you figure that out and really understand areas of improvement. You know, what's working for you? Because a lot of people, you're so buried into what's not working. Look at what is working and then double down on that if possible.
Yeah, that's great advice.
Today's episode is sponsored by Selena's Mexican Restaurant in Rochester, New York. We are proud to continue offering fresh-made Mexican-inspired recipes that are affordable and served by Rochester's best. Check out our catering menu for groups of 10 to 2,000. Looking for something different to do? Selena's hosts monthly tequila tasting classes, as well as corporate team-building seminars. Check out the website to learn more, selenas.com, S-A-L-E-N-A-S.com. Come in and let us take care of the rest.
And in the word of mouth aspect, like one of the things we do is we consider our donations marketing. I'm donating because I want you to see my logo. I want you to know that I care about this cause in hopes that you're going to be like, oh, Selena's cares about this. I want to go shop there, right? Because there are a lot of people that do care about the businesses they're spending their money at. So, you know, I had a group from a school that I was donating food to, and my one cook was like, you're just giving them all this food? Because it was for the kids. It was for the students and their families. And he's like, you know that they can't afford to come eat in the restaurant because of where the school was located. And I said, yeah, but do you know all those teachers were here the next day? The very next day, the teachers were in the restaurant. You know, so not only do I get to do good and feel good about what I'm doing, but when you are doing the right thing, often it comes back. So I think some of the marketing that we do, we don't even think about.
Yes.
You know, and like you said before, you know, talking to people when you're meeting them, you know, I did a very large donation on Monday, and we refuse to just let people grab and go. Like, you have to stop. You have to tell me if you want chicken or black beans, because I'm giving it to you, right? So it's like, you have to give me that moment. Oh, where is this? Oh, I haven't been there in a while. Oh, I've never been there. And then they ask you questions, right? So it's like using what you have that you're already doing to increase visibility is something I think a lot of us just do, but don't actually think we're doing it. So I think this is a shout out to all the business owners to think about all the ways that you're already marketing your business. And a lot of those you can just improve on. And those are free things. Those are things you're already doing.
Yeah, a lot of businesses don't think, when you're thinking about marketing or even diving into advertising a little bit, they don't think about the aspects in the potential in sponsoring or joining efforts for a donation or some kind of fun drive or food driver, things of that nature, or any nonprofit that's aligned with your brand. So say you sell dog treats, maybe you're partnering with one of the local humane societies with dog treats, or proceeds of your sales go towards them. There are other ways where you can, that social responsibility aspect that was just mentioned, that, you know, things that you're already doing. Just, I'm echoing that at this point, because that is something to be mindful of when you're spending money. What does your budget look like? What does, you know, what do you need it to do? And hey, I already did this. How can I repurpose this? Whether it's encouraging additional donations, volunteerism, things of that nature.
That's great.
Quick side note, since you just brought up something that I forgot to ask you about, but I want to now. Can you explain to the listeners the difference between marketing and advertising?
Yes. So advertising is where you are paying for space to promote your brand, and it's a message that you control. So that's whether it's a Facebook ad, you say, hey, I want to be in this area with this many impressions, and you are in front of those people at those times you want to, or radio. You're paying for a length of a time slot that you've selected or can't afford, and it's your message to the people or to your target audience. Marketing is a little bit more broad, actually, in that because there's marketing, and then there's the subsections under marketing, which is the advertising, public relations, product design, things of that nature. So marketing as a whole, for me, marketing as a whole is how you tell people about your brand and why they should engage with you in on a very broad scope. Why should they call you? Should they go to here, go there? At the times you need them to, while you're open.
Yeah, while we're open would be nice. Thank you. I think a lot of us just use it intermittently. And I think that it's like rectangles and squares. Like there's a lot of similarities. It's all the same purpose. It's just one is overarching. So yeah, thank you.
So how can people find you if they want to hire you?
Yes. Yeah, so they can find me on drummergirlmarketing.com, all one word, or drummergirlmarketing is all one word. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, LinkedIn, and YouTube, which the YouTube channel should hopefully be built up by the time this episode airs. If not, there's still shorts on there.
Hey, you're still on there. I love that you just mentioned Threads, because I don't even think about that as a separate social media platform. Where you're like, oh, these are all the places you can find me.
Yeah, some people are on Threads. I don't engage on it as much as I would like to. I just list it. If people are trying to find me, I will receive those messages and tags.
Yeah. And tell us about jam sessions.
Yes. So jam sessions are what I do. It's one of the things that I do is a 30-minute hyper-focused AMA, or Ask Me Anything, where we get to chat. You can ask me any of your questions if you want to share your screen for me to look at things. It's that second pair of eyes or guidance on what to do next. Or, I think I want to do this. What do you think? And what are some ideas? And then for 30 minutes, you can get all the thoughtful ideas, stat reviews, you name it. And right now it's an introductory price of $25. So for $25, you get to ask me anything, get guided in the right direction, if time allows, tweaking whatever you need. With that price point, understanding that that's all people can afford as far as marketing help. And that's my way of doing something that I can afford so that other people can afford it.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
All right, one last thing before we tie these things up, and love the jam sessions. I'm super excited about that. If I'm a small business owner and I only do three things after I listen to this episode to get ready for my holiday marketing, what would you suggest those three things be?
I would say plan and schedule your social posts, especially if your business is going to be closed, making sure things are scheduled and you're notifying your customers that you will be closed, because some people are open on Christmas. So that's, I would say, number one, social media coordination for scheduling, letting people know where you're at. Number two, making sure that your website is up to date and, you know, no typos, no broken links, even if that's having your favorite customer click around your website and then you give them a free beer or something. I don't know. Just something to fully review your website. Click everything, make sure it's working, testing a form or two to make sure it's still performing the way you want it to, because the last thing you want is a broken link or a form that's not sending back to you, and then now you're missing those leads during your business busiest times for a possible January event. So that's number two. And then number three, you're doing the best you can. Marketing's not easy for everyone, and finding the time for marketing can be difficult. Self-promotion, I can do it for everybody all day. Myself, self-promotion needs improvement. It's something that happens when it comes to saying, hey, I'm going to promote myself with the time that I have. Give yourself that grace. It's okay. Marketing is not always easy. The frequency, having to stay on top of it. You're not losing your mind. It's hard.
Thank you for that. Well, and it's constant. It's not like reconciling where you're doing it just this one time a month. It's something you're going to be constantly doing, and you're going to learn from it and grow from it. So that's a good reminder.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Alicia. This was great, and I can't wait for our bossy hour on Monday.
I know. I'm so glad I can come to it now.
I know. Well, you won't be loaded up on opiates.
I will not be loaded up on opiates.
Well, thank you, Alicia. We will see you Monday.
It sounds good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. All right. How do you feel? You feel ready? Ready for the holidays?
No, it's like 85 degrees out right now.
It really is.
I'm like looking out the window and I'm like, oh my God, we're talking about marketing for holidays. So I'm behind. Yay.
And it's really not that far away when you think about it. We're halfway through September.
So I've already panicked about that just in like birthday, Christmas season for the family.
Right.
Much less work. I got lots of notes. Maybe I should really try scheduling my social media and my emails ahead of time. I don't know. I've never tried it.
I think it's time to schedule a co-work.
Yeah.
Like a 4-hour, like legit sit co-work.
Like, what are we all going to do for the holiday marketing?
Mm-hmm.
And I've never really monitored my KPIs. So like, I know what my goal is when I'm doing things, but maybe I should start like a little spreadsheet. And like maybe once a month, like look at how my things are doing. Are they getting the responses I want?
Right.
Because we just do it, right? We're like, oh, well, I got to promote this event. And whether or not, like, the event might work just fine. We don't know if it worked fine because I did these social media posts or because I sent these emails. Like, I don't turn around. The event's over. So I'm like, okay, that's done. I don't turn
around. Yeah, because you're on to the next thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, which one worked? Which one should I use next time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so much to do.
Just need more time in the day, in the week, in the month.
We could sleep less.
I don't think that's possible. I don't.
I made a note. I want our t-shirt for this one to be employees are your brand ambassadors.
All right.
Because I'm actually going in after this to start interviews for new servers.
Ooh, fun.
And I have all my questions ready because I try to think about like what I'm looking for and what I have and what I need and everybody's strengths and, you know.
Yeah.
What I need to improve on. And what I'm looking for. So I'm going to add that into my list of, do I think these people are going to be able to showcase the awesomeness of Selena's?
I love it. Sounds like a plan.
Well, on that note, it's probably the end of October, even though I'm talking about how nice it is out. Hopefully it's still gorgeous out wherever you are. And yeah, let's get on this.
Let's get a jump start on the holidays. Let's make this the best year yet.
If you guys want to do a virtual co-work, just reach out and we will set one up.
Oh, I would love that. Let's do that.
Yeah. So a little bossy rock, BOSSYROC at gmail.com if you're interested in a co-work. And we will put out some times and get our stuff done together, which is always better. The hive mind is my favorite thing.
Mm-hmm.
Other people to look at your stuff that aren't the average person, because business owners see things differently.
Absolutely. Sounds like a good idea.
Also follow us at Bossy Rochester. I'm forgetting one. Send this episode to someone that you think needs to hear it.
That's a good point.
And we will see you / talk at you, because this is mostly audio, in a couple weeks.
Be bold.
Be brave.
Be the boss.
Be the boss.
This has been a presentation of the Lunchador Podcast Network.